We're now joined by head coach Caitlin Ulf of the Gilman City Lady Hawks. It's game night, and it's always fun for me whenever Tri-County and Gilman City meet on a Tuesday. That means we get to talk about both sides of the matchups on the coaches' shows. That's what we're doing today. Talk some Lady Hawks basketball here with Coach Ulf. Coach, Tri-County tonight, let's talk about the matchup. They're pretty good, I think, battling a little bit of inconsistency, but you know them well and they know you well. What's the keys for your team tonight?
Well, basically, we just got to get the ball up the floor without being able to handle that pressure without many turnovers. We got to score. I mean, that's our main goal, is to score that ball without all the turnovers that we've been having the past couple nights.
Yeah, when you look back at Holiday Hoops and then the game against Green City, and certainly we were just talking about Brooke Littrell off the air a little bit. Yeah, I think you match up well with Green City, except for Littrell. She's just a tough matchup, and I'm sure that was the biggest issue you had on Friday.
Yeah, our goal was to stop her, but even when we were guarding her, she could get stuff. Even on defense, she was able to do things that we couldn't control.
Here's one of the teams that's kind of under the radar, too, because I know they're out of the listening area just a tad. But that Brashear team that you played at Holiday Hoops, they're 11-2. How difficult was the matchup for that? What was that for your girls?
They were a pretty good team. We didn't play the best there. I think the court really threw them off. The intensity of the game did, too. But, yeah, they were a pretty good team. They worked that ball until they got the best shot they could get, and we just weren't used to playing that defense.
What has you the most encouraged about what you're seeing from your team?
Rebounding defensively. I mean, we're stopping teams. We just aren't scoring very much.
As far as, you know, we know that your main scorers are what? Generally, we're talking freshmen, right?
Yeah.
Where are they kind of picking up the varsity game the most over the last month?
Our point guard, she scored a lot on driving in there, making some points. So she's doing a lot. She's scoring at different areas, especially, and we got some three-point shooters to help.
So the one thing with Tri-County, I think, you know, I certainly saw them playing, I saw your team play at the Ketchum Center, is they like, and you mentioned this earlier, they like to speed you up and they like to play faster than does Gilman City. How do you try to get things to your pace tonight?
We're going to try to slow them down offensively and defensively, so try to pressure the ball, make them make the mistakes, and put that to our advantage.
Does the familiarity, the girls have played Tri-County, I'm sure, since they've been in elementary school, so they know the girls over there, and I know it works both ways. Does that familiarity, does it help you or hurt you tonight?
I think that'll help us because we know what they can and can't do, and that will feed our advantage tonight, and hopefully we can show them things that we haven't shown them in the past.
Are you getting better looks offensively? I know you had 22 against Brashear and 22 against Green City. It's tough to win games with 22 points, obviously. You know, we're not saying anything that we don't know. But are the girls getting decent looks? The ball's just not going in the hoop, or are they struggling
to
find those looks?
Exactly. We are having great looks. It's just putting the ball in the hoop. I mean, that's going to come with age, too. But we have great looks. We have a lot of open shots. We just got to put them in the basket.
So you got Breckenridge on the road on Friday, and it's one of the things we talked about on the boys' side with Coach Clark. You know, Breckenridge, their girls and their boys, they're both looking for their first victory. And obviously, you know, your team doesn't have the best record in the world either, but both you and Breckenridge can go into that game Friday and say, we expect it to be good. And certainly, you know, it's a chance, if you play well, to build some confidence and win that game.
Exactly.
Newtown-Harris at home then on Tuesday, a week from tonight, Coach. What do you know about the Lady Tigers? Anything?
I know last year it was a pretty close game between us, and I know it was between our point guard and Nielsen, and I think she's a pretty overall good player, so we'll have to try to stop her offensively.
What are the girls, you know, it's one thing to bring things from practice to the games, but as far as their work ethic and what you're seeing in practice and what you're seeing them kind of, you know, gain in practice, how much has practice been a benefit for your young team?
Practice has helped us tremendously. I mean, we've been working with the boys, so trying to get used to that high tempo speed has helped us, and working and playing defense against the boys is always good for girls, I think.
For tonight's, you know, Tri-County's fairly balanced, but in watching them, if I'm trying to guard Tri-County, I think my attention goes a little bit to Bailey Hoover. Is she the one that's going to that you want to slow down tonight?
Yeah, and Allman, the point guard. I know she's been putting up a lot of points the last couple nights.
So that's the matchup tonight. Gilman City at Tri-County. The girls' game is at 6, boys' game at 8:30. 7:30 Gilman City will be at Breckenridge on Friday. Newtown Harris at Gilman next Tuesday. Homecoming right around the corner. That's on the 18th against North Harrison. Coach will talk to you about those home games next week. Good luck tonight or Janesport.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. Bye.